Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now in studio is Roscoe Butler. Roscoe is the Deputy Director of Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation at the American Legion. Roscoe, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Briefing.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
So we're specifically going to talk to you about a program that the VA has called A System Worth Saving. And that refers to the VA, because there is a lot of conversation out there about the privatization of the VA, essentially doing away with the VA and moving on to something new. That's not something that the American Legion or any of the VSOs that I'm aware of want to see happen. So tell us a little bit about the System Worth Saving program.
Okay. Let me start off by saying it's an American Legion program, not a VA program.
Right.
But the American Legion has been doing this since about 2003. We've been going out to VA healthcare facilities, looking at the facilities for quality of care, access, and then meeting with veterans to hear what they have to say about their personal experience. And then from there, we meet with VA leadership to discuss anything that we've heard from veterans about their concerns or their challenges. And then we try to work with the medical center to ensure that whatever the medical center's challenges are in meeting the healthcare needs of veterans, that we understand what those challenges are. We try to come up with recommendations to address those needs and challenges. And then we take those challenges, recommendations, and best practices, because if we're out at a facility and we learn of something that they're doing good, and then we go to another facility and we see that that facility is struggling in that very same area, we want to put them in contact with the facility that has come to learn what the needs of that issues are.
Right.
And then they can decide whether those what they're doing at that facility will work for them. And then we take all that information and package it in such a way that we share that information with the facility, the VA leadership, and take it a step further. We take it to Congress, both the House and Senate Veterans Affairs, as well as the President of the United States. Because to make a change with healthcare, it has to start at the top. And so we advocate throughout the VA system, throughout Congress, and to the President, that these are the views of our nation veterans. And most importantly, what we see as systemic challenges, we see, based upon our recommendations, ways to address those challenges and improve the VA system. Because the American Legion believe that the VA system is a system worth saving. The American Legion does not support privatizing the VA healthcare system. We understand that there are challenges in any large system like the VA. And one of the things that concerns the American Legion is that the VA is allowing the media to tell their story, and they're silent to that. We're challenging the VA to change that, to begin going out, and when something is happening that may impact a veteran in a negative way, the veterans and veteran service organizations would rather hear it first from the VA,
right,
versus hearing it from an outside source. Because oftentimes when it's from an outside source, they don't talk about what things need to be done to address those problems. And that's where the VA can come in and say, this is what happened, and this is what we're proposing to address those changes.
Right.
We're calling on the VA to step up and become the leader in healthcare for our nation veterans that they are. And there's no better opportunity than today, because one of the biggest changes in the VA healthcare system is community care.
Mm-hmm.
VA has been historically a provider of care. And while it relied upon community partners to provide outside care, that outside care came at opportunities when VA was not able to meet the needs of veterans or provide that specific care.
Right.
Times have changed where veterans need to have more input into that decision-making process, but it's up to the VA provider to make those determinations. But in that process, deciding what is the best care available for veterans is what the community care program is all about. It's giving the VA and the veterans a choice in making the right decision to determine what is the best care to be provided at the right time and at the right place.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the media coverage of it. As someone who worked in a New York City newsroom, you know what makes the news, Roscoe? Bad things. Things that happen. You know, if someone gets shot, that's going to make it onto the news. Maybe in New York City. It depends on how many people get shot in New Right. York City for when it makes the news. Same thing applies to something like the VA. The bad stories are going to be what make people tune their attention in, because hearing about the good things that happen every day at the VA, well, that's not news. That's how things should be. It's when there are exceptions to that rule that happen, and finding out about the exceptions to that rule is a good way of knowing what's going on, finding out what's working, what's not working. So as you mentioned, and we're speaking with Roscoe Butler, and Roscoe is, of course, Deputy Director of Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitations at the American Legion. We're talking to him about the System Worth Saving program, and he talked about getting feedback from the veterans. Most veterans I talk to, their biggest complaint with the VA is the bureaucracy. It's not with the care that they receive. But two questions for you. One, what are you hearing back from the veterans out there? And two, how are you getting that information from them? I mean, are you actually going face-to-face to meet with them? Are there surveys coming back? A little bit of both? How are we getting this information, and what is the information from the veteran community?
So through our System Worth Saving program, as I mentioned, we start out with a town hall meeting. So when we go into a location or a city, we advertise that we're hosting a town hall meeting, and we want veterans to come in and share their experience with us. That's our main vehicle for getting information. Also, on our national website, we have an outreach effort where we allow veterans to come in and post questions to us through that. Also, we have a strong Twitter follower. So we tweet out things, and we have a strong followers on Twitter accounts. And so we take that information and their data, and we look at that data, and we respond to it accordingly. So we use public media as our main source of communicating to veterans, either in person or online, to address whatever their specific needs are. So the challenges and the things that we hear from veterans, what we hear the most is the lack of VA providers in the system, staffing, quality of care. Rarely do we hear veterans complain about the quality of care. Most veterans are happy with the care that they receive from the VA, but the challenge is getting access to that care. Most veterans say, hey, you know, Mr. Butler, you know, yeah, you know, the care is good, mm-hmm. but I can't get into the VA to get that care.
Yep.
And so, you know, VA being a large integrated healthcare system as it is, the challenge is the resources and doctors and other clinical staff needed to maintain that type of system. Mm-hmm. So one of Dr. Shulkin's goal is to ensure that he's getting the right type of staffing, the right resources to meet the needs of veterans, to ensure that veterans don't have to wait for their care, which brings up the community care program.
You know, it's an interesting thing, and I think a good analogy is someone who's standing and staring at one tree. This would be, let's say, someone who's anti-VA, a patient who thinks we need to get rid of the VA. They're looking at one tree and they don't see the entire forest around them. Then from the other perspective, the VA is often looking at the forest and then doesn't see those individual trees. So it seems to me that bringing the two together, bringing them to meet and bringing them to get to hear each other, that person hyper-focused on their own tree and that organization focused on the whole forest, you don't want them to miss out on the individual. You don't want the individual to not see the greater good that's going there. Is that, in essence, what A System Worth Saving is about? You know, not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, to use another old term?
Right. If there was an argument that privatizing the VA system was the right path to go, and it would be improving care for veterans, and veterans weren't on board with that, then the American Legion probably wouldn't oppose to that. But that's not the case. Mm. The VA system, although with the challenges it experienced, has proven to be a model system for veterans throughout the nation. And so taking that system and using community care outside to provide care when services, when VA cannot meet the needs of the veterans, allowing veterans to have input into that decision-making process, we believe is a better approach. The American Legion believes is a better approach. Not taking the system and doing away with the system, but building the system up with from within, and then aligning it with the community partners outside that can supplement care and services within the system to make the system stronger. Right. Once you have all of those things aligned perfectly, we believe that that is the right path for our nation veterans. A well-defined VA system that can meet the veterans' needs within as well as outside the system.
And I think that is something that most people can agree upon. There are those who just want to burn it all to the ground and start anew. To some people who just think that they would get better care outside of the VA system with the government paying for it in the same way they do with the VA. That could be a case of the grass always being greener on the other side of the fence. You're seeing what somebody else gets. You're not seeing some of the problems they might have. Again, it's a very interesting topic and one that is not going away anytime soon. So one thing that we want to make sure people know, Roscoe, is if they want to find out more about what the Legion is doing with A System Worth Saving, as well as all the rest of their VA-centric programs, where can they go to do that? Who can they contact locally if they're having an issue with the VA at the Legion? Give us some of that information.
So they can contact us via email at www.legion.org, at vnr@legion.org. Those emails come directly to our health mail group, and then we farm out any questions that veterans may have and then address those questions. Or if they want to give us a call, they can call us at area code 202-263-2998. And that's my direct number, and so I'll go through the questions, staff the questions out to appropriate staff within my group. And if it's an issue dealing with something that's outside of our purview, we'll make sure that it gets to the correct person to address their concern.
Well, we've been speaking with Roscoe Butler, Deputy Director of Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation at the American Legion. Roscoe, I want to thank you so much. If there's one message that you can give to those veterans who are part of the VA system, using the VA system right now, and closing, what would that message be?
I would say, don't give up. You're not alone. We're here to help. And if you need our assistance, reach out and just let us know. We're here, and we're ready and available to assist in any way possible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.